education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we are saluting those that have made this country what it is today.
I'm actually saluting right now.
You are. In observation of Memorial Day on Monday, we want to begin or help with the continuing celebration that's going on. Of course, the World War II memorial going up, or the celebration.
Michelle, I need you to
throughout
salute
the country
as
today.
Well.
Excuse me?
You need to salute?
Hello?
Salute.
I am saluting.
There we go.
God bless America.
There you have it. All right, before we go to the phones, we talked about search bars and people having problems and what have you, and we've got one from Kay who says she's got a new toolbar that just appeared on her web browser.
Just appeared right in there after we clicked something.
And it wants to take over my whole system, changing from time to time my homepage, and if the web page takes too long, it comes in and jumps in.
It's like helping you, kind of.
My pop-up blocker doesn't seem to work with this one. Of course, it's not going to. And I can't seem to find where they've hidden the file on my computer. Of course, it's not a file.
So she wants to know probably where did she get it and how did she get rid of it?
I can't shut it off. I feel violated. I can't invade their domain and wreak havoc. Why can they invade mine?
Mom?
She's putting into words what most people feel like. How, Kay, you've probably been the victim of a drive-by install.
What happened someplace on some website you were at, probably it popped up a little box with like a yes or no question.
Or no, nothing at all.
Or a yes only. Anytime you see one of those boxes, by the way, those boxes that pop up a lot of times, don't say yes, don't say no, don't say whatever it's asking you, any of the choices there. Instead, look in the far upper right-hand corner for an X and close the box.
And make sure it's the furthest upper right-hand
yes.
corner, because they're starting to put one inside of the thing to make
yes.
it look like an... But actually, Kay, you can actually get stuff installed in your computer now like this without actually saying yes or no to anything, this drive-by install thing. And if you've got, I don't know, I'm going to assume maybe you have kids in the house that are probably surfing for illegal music downloads or some of that kind of stuff, gaming centers or gaming sites, that kind of thing. Any of that fringe stuff on the
Internet. Wait a minute, illegal music downloads? The other guy emailed and said he was a home user and he shouldn't have to pay for software. It's for business users to pay. Why should he have to pay for his home? He was. Remember that guy was writing saying that we have influence
one.
With Microsoft. We should get them to stop charging home users.
But he was talking about he shouldn't have to pay more than once, no matter how many machines he has.
Yeah, so he would buy Word or Microsoft Office.
Well, same with music.
Only one
if
time.
I buy one CD in my life, that should be enough to cover all the music I can eat or listen to.
So if you let me ask the question: if you send Microsoft Word to your mom on Mother's Day, is that Word to your mother?
It would be.
Anyway, Kay, if you search for iSearch, the iSearch, just put that into Google, you'll find a number 6 link on there is how to uninstall the iSearch toolbar.
It's like manual step-by-step instructions.
Yes. Now, this is information posted by the folks that actually installed it in your machine to begin with.
Do we trust them?
I would go ahead and go through the motions, but then, because we don't trust them, what we preach here on the computer corner is to download... not one, but 2 different spyware programs that we have available through our website, absolutely free. Just click on the big yellow ribbon there that says Data Doctors Approved.
You go to datadoctors.com.
Right.
In the upper left-hand corner, look for the big yellow, looks like an award, kind of.
Yeah.
Because we've awarded them the approval.
Yes.
And you click on that, look for the section that deals with adware and spyware, and there's 2 different programs we recommend there. You download both of them. And actually, they used to be a little bit more complicated, but I just got the newest version of that SpyBot, which used to be we had to tell people go in and update it, then immunize, then do this, then do that. It actually comes up with like a little wizard that walks you through all the steps we were recommending in the order we were recommending them. So it makes it very easy, and it even does a registry backup now in case something goes wrong. You can go back in time. So
Kay, run both of those and get rid of all that junk, and then do it again in a week or a couple of weeks from now, especially if you're on the Internet all the time. You'll be surprised how much junk you pick up just surfing the web. So, and that goes for everyone else out there.
There's like half a dozen people that asked a very, very similar question specifically about some kind of search bar or help bar in Internet Explorer. How do I get rid of it? How did it get there? That's basically the same answer for all those people. First, take the name of that bar, put it in Google, find some removal instructions. Then, because there's probably more stuff than just that, run those spyware and adware removal programs and
stuff in some junk.
Keep doing it in the future.
Let's talk to Rudy, shall we?
Rudy, let me find
Rudy.
I found him.
Yeah. Rudy, welcome to the computer corner.
Ken, Brandon, thank you. I got some weird stuff for you.
You got weird stuff?
Weird stuff.
We love weird stuff.
We love it.
Good. When I'm the ISP, it clicked and said, yes, I'm connected. I went to the email. I got my email, and there's the data doctors. I clicked on every one of your links, and I get this page cannot be displayed.
On every one of them?
On every one of your links. However, I've gone to Google, and it'll do the same thing with Google. And then I went to Norton Antivirus, and it went through on Norton Antivirus. I was able to upgrade, or whatever they call it.
Okay, so you are connected to the Internet, but you're having problems
just with a couple,
getting
with
things.
Google. I can't get Google.
And well, is it only when you try to press on a link?
When I press on any of your links...
Okay, but when you go to Google and you do a search and then you press on one of their links, the same?
I can't get Google. If I click Google, I get this page cannot be displayed.
Are you in front of your machine now?
Right now, and I got your data doctors.
Yeah, we don't. You just need to have your browser open.
Okay, it's open.
Okay, with that open, click on File and look down kind of towards the bottom of that big list. Is there a check mark next to where it says Work Offline?
Click on File and Work Online.
Offline. Is there a check mark next to it?
No.
Okay, that's good. Then let's go over to Tools.
Tools.
And go down to Internet Options and click on that.
Click.
This is a live
intervention.
Okay.
And then we're going to click over on the...
I'm going to have to get rid of this one. Because I'm on email, Outlook Express, and it just says account options. It doesn't say...
No.
We need to have Internet Explorer open. It's the big blue E.
Your browser, like if you're going to go try to get Google?
Internet Explorer. I'm going to have...
Which browser do you use?
I'm using AT&T.
No, that's fine. Just act like you're going to go type in a web address. Just open that thing up, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
We call it a browser here at the computer corner.
Actually, we call it a web browser.
A web browser.
Getting a little technical over here.
I'll leave the web part out because I'm lazy.
So do you have your browser open now, Rudy?
Okay. I don't think I'm going to be able to get it. Let me see.
You know, Rudy, I'm thinking this would be a great call to take off the air so we don't bore everyone else. Why,
right.
Let's just put you on hold here, and we'll give you some assistance.
Not displayed.
No problem.
Yeah, you hang out just for a minute. We're going to actually, in about 3 minutes, go to a break. And
thank
tell you what, I will pick you up and walk you through this step by step during that break.
Wow.
Brandon, thank you.
You hang on right there, Rudy.
Yeah, we're doing that so we don't bore the dickens out of everyone else, huh?
Yeah, that might
shall
be
we, shall we bring the young lad on and have him promo his preview?
The lad?
Preview? The lad known as Adam that we haven't heard from for a while.
Hi.
What's been going on, Adam?
Well, a lot of different stuff. As you said earlier in the show, 8th grade promotion was last week.
Now, what's your take on promotion?
Was it the week before that? I don't know.
Now, you're promoted to a manager now, or?
Actually, I'm promoted to a high schooler now.
Oh.
So wait, I only heard part of that. Why is this called a promotion now?
That's just what they call it now.
Because they don't want to call it graduation.
Yeah, because graduation's high school.
It with high school graduation.
Oh.
Now, Adam actually had an interesting play on that. Your thing on this is what? Just the opposite?
Well, yeah. You should graduate from 8th grade to high school because in high school you would promote to a job.
Right. When you get out of high school, that should be promotion because that's when you either go into the military, get a job, or go to the next level of education, yeah?
That makes sense.
You know, the whole thing actually is kind of crazy. Have you taken chemistry yet, Adam?
No.
In chemistry, they're going to deal with something that they'll call a graduated cylinder.
Oh, I know what one of those is.
And it's got all kinds of marks in it, and those marks separate, you know, measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you graduate from each grade to the next. A-duh.
Well, no, that's just a graduation.
Yeah.
that's the Latin form. It's a combination of gradual and Asian.
Are you speaking Mexican again?
Are you hearing the words that are coming? Hey, you got some news stories for us, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
What you got? Let's promo just a real quick light thing, and then we'll go to break and come back.
Because we like to be teased.
Yeah, we're teasing.
Oh, yeah, okay, you want to tease her?
Let's tease it.
Well, $10 million stolen out of checking accounts by another scam.
$10
million...
$10 million
I'm looking
stolen.
For the $10 million sound.
$10 million
here.
Sound file.
Here it is.
There you go. Nice.
10 million of those.
Yeah, actually, it's about $1.298.50 there.
Right. And 26 cents.
Pharmacy cards tried to steal $10 million from a lot of different people.
Nice.
And the Mac OS X security fix that didn't.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Coming strong with the Mac news.
Now I'm on the edge. Actually, let me get to the edge of my seat.
But wait a minute.
I'm now on the edge of my seat.
Macs are not prone to security problems, are they?
Mm. That is not true. Mm. They are not as prone to security problems as PC, but there's still stuff that can happen.
And there may be trouble in Apple land.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hang tight here. We're gonna go to break here, I believe. We're going to break?
Why not go to break?
Oh, we're going to break.
We're going to go to break with the Spider-Man song.
Yeah. When we come back, Adam will give us the full meal deal on those two news items.
And you're listening to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue with the Spider-Man Adam and the conclusion to those exciting, compelling, edge-of-the-seat news stories.
Yeah, buddy.
Stick around.
DHL invites you to go to EnterToWin.com for your chance to win an iPod Mini.